talking with State Representative Don Arms. Don, great, great event tonight with lawmakers and some of the folks that are big supporters of the show.
You know, that's just, it's so much fun to get those guys out. And ladies, I say guys loosely, of course, but, you know, the ladies and gentlemen, the Senate and House. And then we get, you know, some of the sponsors involved, which is excellent, inner working of the whole deal. And it's just a phenomenal opportunity to defend, sell, whatever we need to do with this program. Make sure it's still good when, you know, 20 years away from here.
It's a good example of the public-private partnership.
Absolutely. There's a lot of that good things going on here. And getting these senators and representatives out with their kids, I mean, my gosh, that is so valuable. So we want to keep it going, make sure it's powerful and keeps going every single year. I term out in a couple of years, but I plan to stay involved, make sure things are still going well, and whatever I can do to help them, I'm going to do.
You know, when you think about this type of interaction, this isn't good just for the Youth Expo. It's also, I think, pretty doggone good for rural Oklahoma.
It's real good for rural Oklahoma, and that's what it's all about. That's where these kids come from, these families come from. It's a way of life. It's just so important, and we're just going to do everything we can to keep it happening. Appreciate you guys being out also.
State Representative Don Arms, who emceed the Legislative Showmanship Competition at this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. The Robert Kerr Traveling Trophy was won by State Representative Mike Jackson of Enid. He was the top showman among the some 70 lawmakers and the other celebrities that were a part of this year's contest. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.